have this other very strange doctrine that has to do with actually the origin of their religion. Because their religion actually started back in the 1800s, and it surrounded a man by the name of William Miller. And this guy, William Miller, falsely predicted the return of Christ, and he said Jesus Christ will return in either 1843 or 1844. And he went around spreading this message, printing literally millions of pamphlets, books, magazines, just the end is near. Jesus will return in 1844. And that movement became known as the Adventist movement. Now, Advent means coming. When we talk about Jesus Christ's first advent, we're talking about his first coming. When we talk about Christ's second advent, we're talking about the second coming. Now, a lot of people think that the Seventh-day Adventists are just called Adventists because they believe Christ is coming back. Well, that's ridiculous because virtually all of Christianity believes that Christ is coming back. No, it was called the Adventist movement because they said he's coming back in 1844. Now, you go to Adventist.org and they, well, Adventist means that, you know, we believe Christ is coming back. We believe in the second coming. Yeah, join the club. We all believe in the second coming, but we're not going around being called Adventists. No, you're called an Adventist because you believed in the second coming in 1844, which was a false prophecy, which was a lie, which was a ridiculous twisting of Scripture. Now, you say, where in the world did they get the year 1844? You know, this William Miller is going around and saying, did he get it from divine inspiration or what? No, here's where he got it. He got it straight from the Bible here in this crystal clear verse in Daniel chapter 8, verse 14. Well, let's read verse 13 to get the context. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that certain saint which spake, how long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot? And he said unto me, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. So in that scripture it says, 2,300 days, and then the sanctuary shall be cleansed. So here's what they said. Okay, when they came back from Babylon and reinstituted the animal sacrifices at the temple in Jerusalem, when they came back from the captivity, they said 456 BC. And they said 2,300 days. Wait a minute. How about 2,300 years? So let's take 456 BC. Let's add 2,300 years. 1844. All right. He's coming in 1844. Okay. So then they start going around saying it. Now look, were they right or wrong? Well, evidently they were wrong because, you know, you're going to be shocked when I tell you this, but Jesus Christ did not return in 1844. And this goes down in history as the Great Disappointment. Wow. Seriously, that's the official name for it, the Great Disappointment. So this Great Disappointment took place. So what happened to William Miller's followers after 1844? Well, obviously they're a little disillusioned. You know, what happened to Harold Camping's followers after 2011? Or, you know, all these other false predictions. Well, they kind of divided into different groups. Some people just stopped following William Miller. That makes a lot of sense. Amen. Hey, we should probably stop following this guy. Other people said, well, okay, Christ didn't come back, but something happened in heaven. We don't know what it was, but something happened. Something had to have happened. Just, we don't know. Then other people said, quote, the door has been shut. And they said, no one can be saved after 1844. It's over. That was it's done. Nobody can be saved after this. Then there was a third group, which would later become the Seventh-day Adventists. And that third group said, well, Christ didn't return in 1844, but what he did is he started cleansing the sanctuary in heaven. Because it says right here in Daniel 8:14, and he said unto me, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. He just started cleansing the sanctuary in heaven. You know, it wasn't here, it was up there. Duh. So then they just continued with their following. And Ellen G. White and her husband became leaders of that group of people who stuck with the Millerites and this teaching of, and they would not admit that 1844 was a false date. They said, no, 1844 was the real deal. It's just that he started cleaning the sanctuary in heaven. So the Seventh-day Adventists have created this elaborate doctrine called investigative judgment. And the whole thing is just to cover up the false prediction of 1844. So in order to cover for it, they have to say something happened in 1844. So they say, well, it was the beginning of this investigative judgment. They have this elaborate doctrine. Now, if we just glance at this passage in Daniel 8, 13, and 14, we'll notice a few things. In verse 13, we'll notice the transgression of desolation. Does everybody see that toward the end of the verse? Yep. Also known as the abomination of desolation. Jesus said that that's not going to happen until the tribulation. Isn't that right? Yep. It's going to happen when the seals are being opened and the tribulation. So that's not talking about 1844. Okay? This is something that would take place in the end times, not just leading up to the second coming of Christ, like 160, 170 years before it happens. No, that's stuff that's happening in the end time. Not only that, but it talks about, at the end of the verse, the sanctuary and the host being trodden underfoot. That's described in Luke 21 in association with the abomination of desolation. And it's described in Revelation chapter 11. And it all happens in the second half of Daniel's 70th week. That's what these 2300 days prophecy are referring to. That period of end times, tribulation, and God's wrath being poured out. But yet they're just going to say, oh, this is about 1844. So, of course, the clear word has to step in and clear this up for us. Okay? So here's what they do in Daniel 8, 13, and 14. The Holy One said something to my angel who asked him, how long will the little horn be allowed to transgress so rebelliously and pervert the truth about God and the heavenly sanctuary? So see how they move in the heavenly sanctuary? That's their new interpretation after 1844. How long will all these things go on and the little horn's power last? He answered, after 2,300 prophetic days, which represent actual years, God will restore the truth about the heavenly sanctuary to its rightful place. Then the process of judgment will begin, of which the yearly cleansing of the earthly sanctuary was a type, and God will vindicate his people. That's a lot of text. Verse 14 is pretty short. They added a lot in this thing. This is a strange doctrine that has no basis in Scripture. It is based in a false prediction of William Miller. Look, admit he's wrong. He was wrong. He lied about 1844. He's stupid. Everybody.